Last we spoke about the days of Sfiras HaOmer. We reflected on the fact that back in the day, Sfiras HaOmer were days of Simcha. When you would hear someone talk about the days of Sfiras HaOmer, you'd think of the happiest days, perhaps, of the year, the days in which one reaped the benefits of their hard work agriculturally, their harvest came through. The days in between Pesach and Shavuos, representing the days of Geula, personal Geula, redemption, as well as Kabbalah HaTorah, accepting the Torah. These days, as the Sefer HaChinuch points out, are Chol HaMoed days, connecting these two holidays, reflecting on the importance and significance of these days. And yet, if you talk to someone about Sfiras HaOmer today in 2020, unfortunately, these days are known to be days of Avelus, or at the very least, Minhage Avelus, the customs of mourning. We reflected on the fact that 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva had perished during these days, and that during the Crusades, Jews in Kilot Shum, in the Rhineland, were attacked and massacred during these days as well, answering for why, even though we typically don't say Avarachamim, a paragraph in between Shacharis and Musaf on Shabbos morning, on a Shabbos Mevarchim, when we're benching a new Rosh Chodesh, we would not say Avarachamim. It's a paragraph that asks God to take revenge against their enemies. We won't say it on a typical Shabbos Mevarchim when we are about to have a Rosh Chodesh in the upcoming week. And yet in the month of Iyar, when we bench Rosh Chodesh, when we begin the month of Iyar, we do say Avarachamim, and it's because of the second reason we just discussed, namely, it was written in response and after the massacres of the Crusades, and therefore it was significant to continue saying it, even though we typically do not. It'll be worthwhile to point out that Tzvi Yehuda Cook said that after the days of the Holocaust, Avarachim should be said every single Shabbos. We should ask for the revenge of Klal Yisrael every single Shabbos without a break. And the footnotes of Rav Yosef Tzvi Reimon Sefer on Sfiras HaOmer tells a story about a time when Rav Yoel ben Nun told a story about a time when he was davening in Merkaz HaRav and the Chazan didn't say Avarachamim. And Rav Yoel began to cry. I'm sorry, Rav Yoel saw that Rav Tzvi Yehuda began to cry and he went to ask him. Rav Yoel said, "What? Why are you crying?" And he said, "Ketza yitachein? How is it possible? La'achar Shoah, after the Holocaust, lo amar Avarachamim. How could we not say Avarachamim?" These days of Avelus perhaps reflect the fact that we are so deep in Galus. So deep in Galus, and therefore even these days of Simcha turn into days of Avelus. But Rabbeinu Yerucham points out that actually these days are not only days of Simcha and days of Avelus, but truthfully they're days Yemei HaDin. They are days of judgment. We know that at the beginning of the new year, Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. Rabbeinu Yerucham points out that Yimei Asir Heim Yimei Din. And the Arizal points out that this is exactly why such terrible things befell Klal Yisrael during this time, because the judgment unfortunately brought about a negative edict. And Rabbi Mon tries to grapple with how could it be that on the one hand these days are days of Simcha, are days of happiness, are days of joy. At least that's what they always used to be. And how could it be today we don't even have a remnant of that? Rimon pointed out that perhaps at the very core of the entire thing is this idea of Yemei HaDin, the days of judgment. So what we pointed out, going from Yetzias Mitzrayim, going from a moment of redemption, of freedom, to be able to have the capacity to accept a gift from the Holy One, blessed be He, from the Ribbono Shel Olam Himself. He created the world. He offers us a gift of His Torah. To be able to accept that Torah less than 50 days later, For us to be able to accept that Torah, we need to be deserved. And so after all, Yimei Sviro says the verses from Yimon are more importantly are days of great potential. Days of great opportunity. Are days of building ourselves to be able to rise to the occasion of Matan Torah. But with that great potential comes a great responsibility. And if we can't rise up to that responsibility during this time, then the days will continue to be days of Avelus. But if the Yimei Adin come out with a different judgment, a judgment of Klal Yisrael being able to step up and to understand the significance of Matan Torah, the significance of accepting a gift from the Ribono Shel Olam, the significance of concretizing a relationship with the Creator of the universe, and to receive a code and a message and a Torah that provides us insight on a daily basis how we can live our lives the greatest way possible. These days are those days. These are both days of Simcha and Avelus because it reflects not what the days need to be, but unfortunately what the days can be. They can lead to great Simcha, and unfortunately the opposite is possible as well, as we've seen too often throughout our time in this world, throughout the history of the Jewish people. We have the opportunity. We have the opportunity now, when we are almost halfway there. We have the opportunity now to be able to say, we're going to make this year count. Everything else that seems to distract us on our schedules, where we have to be, how we have to present ourselves, etc., etc., all those things have been taken away from us. In many ways, we're back to the bare minimum, which allows us to build up to quite the maximum. We go back to the basics during Sfiras HaOmer. And we have the potential to be able to take these days and turn them into days of Simcha once more. Says Rabbi Mon, it's no coincidence that although Yom HaShoah, Yimei Avelus, takes place in Sfiras HaOmer, he says it's no coincidence that Yom HaAtzma'ut takes place during this time as well. Imagine the amount of Torah. Forget about in all of them, so just in our own lives, how much Torah we've received either by being directly in Israel, by learning for those who studied in Israel, by becoming friends with those who studied in Israel, by being family members of those who studied in Israel, by learning from those who teach from Israel. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. This week has taught us, and hopefully we can hold on to it, that when we go through these months, we have the capacity to be able to bring about days of Simcha once more, to approach the Ribono Shel Olam this year on Matan Torah and say, we're ready. We're ready to take your Torah, not only to receive it, but to take it to heart, and to make something of it, make something of ourselves with it, and to do so in a way that turns the typical Sfiras HaOmer of Avelus into a Sfiras HaOmer once more of Simcha. Have a wonderful evening.